Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a What's the Missing Word episode, where I give you two sets of sentences and each sentence has a missing word. But the missing word for each set is the same. So if I give you three sentences from set one, you are looking for one word. The words might have different meanings. They might be a verb or a noun or a phrasal verb, but they look and sound exactly the same. So in total, we're looking for two missing words. One word from set one and one word from set two. So let's have a look at set one, sentence one. When there's a missing word, I will say blank. I still haven't blank my phone. Have you seen it anywhere? I still haven't blank my phone. Have you seen it anywhere? Sentence two. My dream is to blank my own company, but I don't know where to start. My dream is to blank my own company, but I don't know where to start. And sentence three. I got fired from my job when the boss blank out. I was playing games on the computer all day. I got fired from my job when the boss blank out. I was playing games on the computer all day. Okay, so what's the missing word from those three sentences? Okay, let's move on to set two. What's the missing word? Here's sentence number one. I learned to blank at a young age, and now I compete in the ring quite regularly. I learned to blank at a young age, and now I compete in the ring quite regularly. Sentence two. Sometimes when you're trying to think of an idea, you have to think outside the blank. Sometimes when you're trying to think of an idea, you have to think outside the blank. And sentence three. I unwrapped the present and opened the blank to find the gift I was hoping for. I unwrapped the present and opened the blank to find the gift I was hoping for. What's the missing word? Okay, so do you have two words? If you want to take a moment to consider that, then pause the podcast. And then when you're ready, we'll look at the answers together. Okay, let's take a look at the two missing words. So the missing word from set one, what was it? Well, it was found. F-O-U-N-D, found. And in these sentences, I use the word found as the past tense of find. I still haven't found my phone. That's actually the past participle, but the word found is the past simple and past participle of the verb find. In the second sentence, my dream is to found my own company. To found a company, that means to form and start a company. And then I also used it in a phrasal verb, to find out. I got fired from my job when the boss found out I was playing games on the computer all day. To find out means to discover and learn something. Okay, so the first missing word was found. What about the second one? Well, it was box, B-O-X, box. I learned to box at a young age. So we can use the verb to box when talking about the sport of boxing. It's the action verb. to box. Sometimes when you're trying to think of an idea, you have to think outside the box. So here we have a phrase, to think outside the box. And this means not to think of the obvious solutions, but to think of something that you wouldn't usually think about. And the third sentence, I unwrapped the present and opened the box to find the gift I was hoping for. So here we open a box. This is a container for something, usually a present, for example, or something you buy which comes in a package. It's in a box. That's a box. Okay, so did you manage to find both words? Well done if you did. Hopefully if you didn't, you have learnt how we use words in different ways. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.